Blog Talk Radio.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumping, hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
Baby, this ain't trickin', we got it. Order what you want at the bar, we pops it. Hell crazy, high heels on, baby girl, this your song.
Y'all know what it is.
We gon' get this whole club jumpin', shorty on the dance floor shaking, thumping, hell crazy, high heels on.
My boy Gesto, what's good, Jay? Let me scream at him for a minute.
Yo, flying, flashy, doing my thing. Seat down in the club, making it rain. And gas in the VIP. When I step up in the club, all eyes on me. I hit the dance floor, do the swag on. Please excuse my hands, they get their grab on. 700 on the Prada, 20 for the make. Turn out to bump into me and make me feel my drink. Got it full of rosé, check full of comma. Two-stepping with a nigga, baby mama. But we can tell that he don't want no drama. It's our block, gun stop, he go in one shot.
We
gon'
get this whole club jumpin'. Shorty on the dance floor, shaking, thumpin'.
Watching me, ain't nobody watching you. I could buy the ball, but you could only buy a shot or two.
Yeah. I said yeah. Once again, it is Hot Sugar. Welcome to Hot Sugar Dollhouse Radio. The number, if you do not know, 646-595-4038. I am your host, or one of your hosts, Heaven Hollywood Clark. So, once again, it's 646-595-4038. We should have Miss O.D. We should have my girl Ari Good. And, of course, the boss lady herself, Andrea Morel. I don't see anybody right now, but I'm going to hold it down for y'all for the next 60 minutes, giving you the world of celebrity gossip, porn news, Twitter beefs, Instagram tea, and just ratchetness. 646-595-4038. It is Hot Sugar, Dollhouse Radio. Let's see. Oh, there's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to talk about, you know, we're going to give an update, a Bobby Christina update. I also see that Nick Gordon went on Dr. Phil. Now, Nick Gordon is the husband or isn't the husband. Nick Gordon is or isn't the husband of Bobby Christina Brown Houston. But I do see that he went on Dr. Phil. I say there's some things to me that's really irrelevant. He's saying that, oh, how it was hard for him to get over because he gave Whitney Houston CPR and he was unavailable. He was unable to revive her. Now, this is the first I heard of this. I didn't hear about Nick Gordon being in this hospital or wherever, in this hotel. Now all of a sudden Nick Gordon was in the hotel and he tried to give her mouth to mouth or CPR, and she was unresponsive. when the hell was Nick Gordon there? The original story never mentioned Nick Gordon. So how the hell was Nick Gordon there? You know, he's been very vocal lately about Bobby Christina's family and how they took out an order of protection against him. And well, look, nigga, because you're no good. They got an order of protection against you. They're trying to keep you away from Bobby Christina. Anybody that was raised like her brother, and then as soon as her mama died, you go and marry him and start smashing. He's probably smashing under Whitney's nose when one of the nights Whitney was high or what have you. He's probably smashing then. Six four six five nine five four zero three eight. I don't see Endaya, I don't see Ari, and I don't see Miss OD. So we're gonna continue to hold it down. So Nick Gordon, anybody watch that Dr. Phil crap? Because I know I didn't watch it. Because I'm pretty much tired of the Houstons and the Browns. Bobby, no wonder Bobby Christina ain't really showing no sorts of improvement. Who would want to come back to this nonsense? I'm waiting on Endaya, Miss Ari Good, with her no pussy given self, and Miss OD. The big story this week has been Chris Brown has a baby. Chris Brown has a baby. Now, where did this come from? Out of nowhere, okay, this woman, Nia Amy, I think her name is. Nia Amy. The story is that Chris Brown, you know, knocked this chick up, and now all of a sudden, here she comes. Now, this baby's 9 months old. So this had to happen right as soon as Chris got out of jail, when him and Karrueche Tran, his girl, was on quote-unquote break. So this Nia Amy, the child's name is Royalty, 9 months old, and now the husband, this woman was married. The husband of the woman has now come out and said that he thought that the child was his child. But when he found out that it wasn't due to a test, he then kicked this chick to the curb. I mean, Chris Brown. So, and of course, all the social media starts attacking Karrueche, laughing at her, which we all knew that something else would come up. Attacking Karrueche, laughing at Karrueche, this, that, and the other. I mean, gee whiz, man, leave the girl alone. So then Karrueche put something out there and said something along the lines of, there's only so much, I think she put it on Twitter, there's only so much a girl can take. I wish Chris and his new baby luck. Karrueche, you ain't going nowhere. Karrueche ain't going nowhere. She may act like she's going somewhere, but she's not going, because she loves the attention. Now, this girl seems like a good girl. This girl really seems like a good girl. She seems like she loves Chris. She's been holding Chris down through everything. Rihanna ain't going through all that. Rihanna's not going through all that. So, she's a good girl. But you have to remember, being with Chris Brown changed her life. She's not getting that attention anywhere else because she was a model or what have you before that. And nobody knew who the fuck she was. But, you know, Karrueche's held Chris down. Apparently this came out that, you know, this is one of her friends, okay, that Christina Milian actually introduced her to. And I believe we have Ari on the line with us. Better late than never.
Hey.
There, what? Bum black people time, 11 minutes late.
I know. You know what I'm actually doing? My mom's coming to visit me out west for about a week, so I got to, like, mom-proof my house and shit. And I pick her up tonight at the airport, so I was, like, doing final rounds to make sure there was nothing out or, you know.
Yeah, make sure there's no, you know.
Incriminating.
No, right, incriminating. No condoms, no dildos.
None of that stuff. I had to make sure everything was up, away. Yes.
So we welcome Ari Good with us. We're not even gonna backtrack to this fool Nick Gordon going on Dr. Phil.
We're just
gonna bypass his ass. And we're talking right now about Chris Brown and Karrueche and this baby. Now it's funny, I'm gonna bring Ndaya in. Ndaya? Okay, here she goes. What the hell are you doing over there?
I'm getting ready.
You may
to
not
rap.
Want to know.
I'm doing my rap. No, Ari, that's my rap thing. You know when girls are like, that's my rap thing.
I do. That's why it was kind of questionable. Like, wait a minute. There was some rhythm to that one.
Oh, God. What's up, y'all? Hey.
What's going on? This is Ndaya Morrell, Ari Good, Heaven Hollywood. Now, when this was Chris Brown, it's funny. This Chris Brown child story, and the first thing I said, here we go again. I didn't take it serious. I did not take it serious one bit. But you know what they say. At some point, it's going to be true. You know, when people keep coming, you know, Jay-Z, every week somebody's saying they got a baby by Jay-Z, a love child, or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And we all, and I know I do believe that somewhere Jay-Z got a kid out there that he's paying hush money to the mother for.
Oh, God.
But Chris Brown, I really didn't take it serious. But apparently...
No.
It apparently looks to be true. He sure hasn't denied it. He would have came out and said, oh, hell no. He hasn't denied it. He hadn't spoken on it. And now the father of the, well, not the father, the actual estranged husband of this woman, Nia Amy is her name.
Mm-hmm.
And now Nia was, it's funny, Nia is one of, you could look it back at some of the Instagrams, she's one of Karrueche's friends. And Christina Milian's friends. Yeah, one of them side chick cronies that we're going to talk about later. One of them sidekicks. Side chick and the sidekick.
You better watch your side chicks, ladies. Don't be letting all these heifers in your bedroom because you know they're going to try to come back. That's what happened.
Yeah, because I tell you, he's admitted that she allowed threesomes. I guarantee you that this girl was a part of one of their threesomes. And then when her back was turned, her and Chris hooked up on the low. Because Karrueche was allowing all that shit.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You said allowed. She allowed. She allowed.
Yes.
She was talking with Chris Brown. She had to do it. What are you talking about?
Right. If she wants to continue getting the status of being Chris Brown's side chick, yeah, she has to continue with it.
That's right.
But ironically, when he was just on The Breakfast Club, I wish I had that clip, he now said that she doesn't allow threesomes.
Oh.
He said before we was 100%, before we were 100% exclusive, that's when the threesomes went down. But ever since I got out
of
prison,
I don't even think
that
chick was involved in the threesomes. I don't even think she was involved with the threesomes. I think she was always around because, you know, everybody travels in packs. They party together. They travel together, do everything. And at some point in time, Chris and this chick were in a room by themselves together, exchanged info. And I'm pretty sure there were times where Karrueche was sitting right next to Chris or they're in the club. Everybody's partying together. And Chris is like, all right, well, she's going home tonight, so you swinging through. I guarantee all this shit was happening right in front of her fucking face. And she ain't even know.
Right, And like I said, this is not the, even with her saying the, here's my question. Do you believe Karrueche this time? Karrueche came out and made a comment and said,
no, you know why I don't? And I know this for a fact, because she's on his fucking payroll, just like a lot of dudes put their girlfriends on their payroll, so that way it seems as though, oh, well, no, in the beginning, no, we work together. She's an assistant. She's whatever, whatever. So that way it doesn't seem like they're just tricking on a girlfriend. Karrueche's still on payroll, so she's not just walking away from something that, you know, just from breathing, she's getting thousands a month. She's going to figure this shit out. She's still going to be with him. She ain't stupid.
Right. She's going to sit and say it and make it look good for social media because everybody was coming for her. And she's going to sit and say, congrats, you know, there's just certain things that just crossed the line.
India, we used to talk about this all the time about girls who just sell their souls. And then at some point they wake up and they are absolutely empty and have no clue how to get out of the situations they put themselves in.
Right.
And that's where she is.
Yep.
Yep, and like I said, I'll give it another, because the last time when he called a bitch on stage and said he was single, they went through that for like about 3 or 4 days. So I guess this baby thing is probably worth about a week and a half. And
she gonna be right back. When that money start going low and the checks ain't coming in and she wants that new bag, she gonna be right back with his ass. So come on, Karrueche. Stop playing and acting like for us. She putting on for everybody, number one, okay? I'm done with it. You're not done with it because you should have been done with it when he slept with Rihanna ass.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came in front of millions and said he's in love with two women.
Thank you.
And you accepted that.
If she was smart, when shit first started kind of like hitting the fan, when you realize this nigga may love you but ain't in love with you or is in love with you but can't commit to you on a personal level, should have, all that money she was getting, she should have started a fucking jewelry company, fucking flip-flop something, clothes, fashion. That's where you can see where a woman's brain is. A woman will sit there and milk a motherfucker like, yep, you dog me in public, yep, you do this, yep, you always cheat on me, but all that money you're giving me, I'm starting up my own shit, so fuck you. And then when it's time to walk, you got your own shit.
Yes.
She never latched onto that wave or that business mentality where it's like, all right, cool. She's selling her soul for nothing and just for whatever checks he's cut, whatever. And now she has nothing stacked up in a way. It's sad.
Absolutely. And we got later and latest, Miss O.D.
Oh, she's later than me today.
Yeah. Miss O.D. is also with us today. Like I said, it was later and latest.
Yeah. Everybody knows.
But
I'm
you know
late.
What? We're here. That's all that matters.
Yep, sure.
Women always late. Miss O.D., is Karrueche done with Chris Brown?
No. Of course not.
No one believes you, Karrueche. Karrueche, no one believes her on Twitter, no one believes on Instagram. They just don't believe you, Karrueche. So you can go out on TMZ and smiling and carrying on like it doesn't affect you. Because you know that you're going to be back with Chris by the end of the week.
I think she wants to be done with him. She just can't bring her heart to do it. And she needs to just let herself feel through it because she's trying to
go.
She's trying. She's forcing it, but it ain't working.
Mm-hmm. And you know the difference between her Amber Rose, Kim Kardashian, and all those other women who ended up getting their hearts broken and dragged through the mud at some point in time in the public, those bitches showed that I don't give a fuck, I got my own shit mentality. So that made other rich motherfuckers want to chase after them.
Okay.
So with her,
I'm
she's
sorry.
Just like a
I
fucking doormat
something.
Where dudes are like, I ain't even
right.
fucking with her, because by now she should have she should have pulled the fucking Miss Jackson and had a Nelly waiting for her fucking ass. But
thank
no, she
you.
Didn't do that shit.
Or you can tell she's stupid. She kind of slow, y'all. I think she's slow. Because
right.
she's not slow.
Don't do that.
If it was me, if it was, well, she is kind of slow. She is slow. Let's be honest. If it was me, every time he messed up, it would have made me happy. Because you know why? Every time he messed up those credit cards he gave me, guess what? I'll go max him out. Every time he fucked up, I'll go take his card to his bank. And I'll go pull out 25. I'll go pull out 35,000. Every time he makes something, he'll reason for me to go take something from your ass.
She's not stupid. Listen, no. she really just wanted to click for him one day and realize, you know what, this bitch been through it with me, thick and thin,
okay.
and let me shit all over her, and you know what, I'm going to do right by her this time. That's what she's waiting for. I promise you that's what she's waiting for.
She better than me. Every time he fuck up, it will be 100 grand. I need 100 grand. Every time you fuck up, I need 100 grand. For real.
So Karrueche, you know, they're, of course they're all coming for Karrueche on the social medias. And it kills me that these chicks, this is what kills me. The people that comment on these social medias and the comment
the
and they
bum
say.
Bitches sitting in their mama's houses with their kids.
Right. And they say, oh, why is she famous again? Well, why are you commenting on a famous person about why are they famous? What does that make you? So if you're going to waste your time sitting on here trolling this girl's Instagram, and I think they all put in, like, you know, baby pics, you know, little profile pictures of babies or what have you, all throughout her picture, every single picture she put all through her comment. I mean, like, really. So
that's too bad.
That's dumb. People don't realize when you sit and say, oh, I just wish she would just go away. I wish her 15 minutes would be over. Well, dumbass, you're helping her to extend that 15 minutes by commenting on every single fucking post she has.
No, that's for, like, chicks who sit there and talk shit about porn stars and strippers. It's like, at least these bitches is getting paid for what you do. You be fucking the guy at fucking Best Buy and don't even get to use his fucking discount. So what are you talking about? Like, seriously.
Doing the same shit and not getting nothing for it.
Don't even get to use the discount, though.
You don't even get the discount.
So now, moving on. Now, Monique was in the news a lot. Yeah, this whole entire week has been like Monique versus Lee Daniels. He say, she say. Since it's Lee Daniels, it's she say, she say.
She better stop going against that queen, because them gays, they're vicious, boy. He'll ruin her fucking career.
They sure is.
And he's already, you know, put out there that, okay, Monique, as you know, got an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress and for Precious. And Lee Daniels right now is killing the ratings with his show Empire. Now, Lee Daniels was the director of Precious, and he basically came out and said that Monique was blackballed by Hollywood because she, quote-unquote, doesn't know how to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as usual, that doesn't know how to play the game is kind of like, you know, kind of like when people say the powers that be. And when you say, well, who are the powers that be? And no one ever has an answer. That's what plays the same thing with she doesn't know how to play the game. So Monique came out basically called Lee Daniels a liar. She said that she was offered the role in Empire from Lee Daniels. So now, originally it came out, because a lot of people said, no way. It originally came out that right now Empire is the hottest show on TV. It originally came out that Monique and Wesley Snipes were supposed to play Lucius.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Oh, God.
Listen, I think a part of the reason Empire is even as big as it is because it has the same cast. What's that shit? What was that movie? Hustle and Flow?
Hustle and Flow.
To everybody, or to me anyway, in my imagination, in my world, That's what happened after homie got out of jail. And everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's that whole
shit. Seems like Hard for a Pimp went platinum, and now they take it off from that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Could you imagine Westy's name?
I'll tell you this. Now listen.
Is he in jail anyway?
No, Westy's out of jail. I'm gonna tell you like this. I could see Wesley Snipes playing Lucius as long as Taraji was Cookie. Because Wesley Snipes is a better actor than Terrence
Howard. I'd be thinking that I was back in 1989. I'd be like, what the fuck? Is this New Jack City again? I can't see it. I think Terrence Howard is the only motherfucker to play that role right now.
Of course you're going to see that now because you only see him.
You are a yellow motherfucker, so you know there's some ruthless shit that you yellow motherfuckers can pull off that dark-skinned niggas can't do. So Terrence Howard was the only one that could have played that role.
I could see Wesley. I could see it. But now Monique playing Cookie? No, she said she offered the role of Cookie. I think what she meant was they offered her a roll of cookies. They didn't offer her the roll of cookies. They probably offered her a roll of cookies.
Maybe they.
I can see her eating the cookies. I can't see her as cookies.
Oh gosh, I can't with you.
but it was proven that they were originally offered Lucius and Cookie, also Romeo, who's Master P's son, was originally the rapper dude. He was the guy, the rapper, the drip, whatever guy.
He was supposed to be the youngest. Romeo was supposed to be the youngest.
Right, supposed to be the youngest rapper dude. And then Lance Gross, who don't do nothing but sit up there, Lance Gross was actually supposed to be the older brother.
That would have been the most random-ass cast on the face of the earth. First of
that show would have been garbage.
Romeo was supposed to be the baby. Who is his daddy? And the thing about it is,
ain't nobody trying to eat Monique's fucking cookies. Like, Taraji, that bitch is sexy. Monique would have shown, it would have been like, damn, bitch, you really stayed in the fucking chow hall during your incarceration, huh? Ain't nobody trying to eat her.
Yeah, I couldn't, you know, Monique,
no
definitely
shade.
Not. I couldn't
no,
eat.
You know what? I knew Monique shit was a wrap as soon as she got that show on fucking BET. Because BET ruins black fucking careers. It is ridiculous. So as soon as she got that show, everybody was happy for her. Like, oh, black woman got her own nighttime show. Same thing I said about George fucking Lopez in India. You know I said this shit. I said that show ain't gonna last because it's gonna go hard in the beginning and it's just gonna fucking tank because they don't have enough black star power or fucking Mexican star power to keep it coming. And white fucking Hollywood is not gonna do those shows. And sure enough, it tanked. But in the meantime, when her show was, you know, hot for that first month or some shit, she started smelling herself. Where it was like, I don't need to do this. I already have my Academy Award. I got this, that, and the other. Not realizing the shit that you already got does not matter tomorrow when there's a new breed coming up right behind you.
That's right.
Lee Daniels stated that she didn't know how to play the game, and that there was. Now he also put out there in Hollywood that she dissed Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry when it was time for her to promote Precious, through all of the independent scenes and all of the what's those things they have, like the cans and through the festivals, that she didn't go to France to promote Precious.
What?
She refused to go to France to promote Precious.
Who the fuck refuses to go to France in general?
She refused it because she said that she was not. She said at that point in time, she said no one knew what Precious was going to be. She said, and from what she was hearing from Hollywood was, who wants to see two fat bitches on a screen? She said that is the words she was getting back. Who wants to see two fat black bitches on a screen?
Why would you do the movie in the first place then?
Exactly.
Why? After they try to promote your ass?
And then when they asked her about going to Cannes, they had Oprah Winfrey called her, Tyler Perry called her. Everyone said, what is it going to take to get you to France? She said she's not coming out of her pocket, paying for a trip to go to France to promote something that may or may not be a smash. And then another problem is when she got up to thank the awards, and a lot of people think that Lee Daniels, you know, he's a queen, so he took this personal. She did not thank Lee Daniels when she got her Academy Award.
Oh.
And he got pissed off at that
question,
as well.
Question. Don't people go up there and have, like, serious brain aneurysms, forget the most important people at times that they need to thank and whatnot?
Yeah, but he kind of figured it was shade because she thanked him on every award that they got, whether it was, you know, because they won a lot of festival awards as well. She always thanked Lee Daniels when she got up there. When she won the Golden Globe or People's Choice, whatever she won, she thanked Lee Daniels. But the Academy Awards, she did not thank Lee Daniels. So, of course, Lee Daniels took that as shade on that. So, he's basically going around saying that she are not getting any roles in Hollywood because they've now blackballed her because she's proved to be difficult and she doesn't play the game. And then she's coming out saying about all the roles that she's received.
No, and you got to think about it, too. Monique is not a Halle Berry. Monique is not some tiny black actress, you know, where you don't know if she's fucking black, Mexican, interracial, all this other shit. So for her to burn bridges, no matter how much weight you fucking lost, there aren't that many roles for you, so why fuck up relationships with people that would actually potentially create roles just for you?
Right. I mean, if all else fails, she can always do her stand-up at these prisons that she be going to.
Anyway.
I mean, I guess she'll always have something to do.
So,
yeah.
So Monique, we'll see what happens with her. We'll see now that this, you know, her and Lee Daniels is going at it out in the public and what have you on radio shows. So we'll see. By the way, Empire last week was scored again. They beat their own record the week before, the highest watched show, you know, television show right now to date history. Yes.
I got a question. If he feel like there was shade thrown from this whole Precious incident, why in the fuck would he consider her for Empire then?
That's one of the things that she had brought up. She said he's trying to sound blackballed, but I have the script, also The Butler. I believe he directed The Butler too.
He did.
She also received the script for The Butler.
You know what it is? Black Hollywood ain't that big. I think anybody with a fucking SAG card that was black got a script to read to potentially audition. Oh, I don't believe it.
Now, Rihanna.
Where somebody else might have forwarded it.
I think I got the script, too. I got the script, too. So.
You probably got the script. And Dan probably got the script. I already got the script. Okay, so finally, after all the talk, there have been pictures generated finally of Rihanna and Leonardo DiCaprio. Now they're supposed to be the new couple. Now before it was a lot of talk, but there was no pictures generated. But TMZ did produce a picture of them partying together. Supposedly it's been going on since New Year's Eve, and the word's getting around that Rihanna is very clingy on Leonardo, and he's really just out. You know, once he takes her down a couple of times, he's really going to, you know, pretty much dump her. So my question is Rihanna now, is it because has Rihanna's brand took a hit from, you know, her seemingly going from guy to guy? You know, she should not have that reputation because Rihanna's really big. She's a really big star. And for Leonardo DiCaprio to think of her as just like a jump off when everyone's saying that Rihanna is really falling for him. So
Leonardo or Rihanna? Tom Mayer did that to Jennifer Aniston, Katy Perry. He dated nothing but A-listers and played them the same way. So at least she's getting dogged by an A-lister. It'd be fucked up if it was like a mixtape rapper who was dogging her. But no, I don't know.
So that's a better look for? Do you think that's a better look for Rihanna or a better look for Leonardo?
I think it's a good look for either one of them, just because it's like you are both at the top of your respective profession. So that's almost like fucking. You know, I'd rather get dogged out by Obama instead of like the mayor of fucking Newark, New Jersey.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah. So you say it's a good look for them both.
Yes, and then on top of that, in the time in which they may be, you know, fucking and sucking and just having a good time because they're both fucking potty animals, they're introducing each other to a different demographic that may not have normally looked at each other before. I think it's a business move.
Okay,
I say go ahead, and if they make a sex tape, I'm buying it.
But now I'm buying it too. Is it really a good demographic if he's dogging out the black princess for us? You know what I'm saying? Like, I would think niggas would go turn against him now. Oh, you play my girl.
No. Rihanna, no. Listen, we've had to take her just as for her net worth. She played herself plenty of times on her own, so it's almost kind of like, princess, nah, bitch.
Rihanna is a slut. What I like about Rihanna, she is a slut, and she does not care. She don't
know what
y'all
saying. You got it. What I love about Rihanna is she is a hot smoking slut. And don't give a fuck.
I'll buy the sex tape.
So you buy the sex tape if a sex tape is made, you would buy the sex tape for.
I would not buy that.
Leo,
that would be so
whack.
Yeah.
I would buy it to see
tonight.
Rihanna in action.
Yeah, just for her.
I don't know. Leonardo, he seem a little freaky because he's so reserved.
Dumb.
But then you be
that's
seeing
the word around Hollywood. A lot of the
he
women are
like
saying that Leonardo's
freak.
A freak.
I think it looks like a pillow
even
freak.
Though.
He looks like a freak.
Oh man! We'll take a look for that. Ndaya, you wanted to talk about I can't even call them actors. Well, then again, you should call reality star actors now because all the shit is
that
phony.
That bitch ain't no actress.
She's an actress because all that shit is all actors because all that shit is fake.
She's an extra on the show. No, if you on a reality show, they show your picture at the front. They show your name. This bitch don't even get an introduction. She's an extra.
No, she does now. I saw it. She is on there now. But go ahead. Tell everybody who you're talking about on Love & Hip Hop New York.
Johnny Blaze. That bitch
God.
Is really embarrassing. We trained this bitch for Men Black. We want to sell her to another race because she is so embarrassing. She's embarrassing.
You want to trade Blaze for another race? Well, listen. Okay. What is she doing so different from all the other crazy-ass exploited Negroes? What is she really doing any different? I mean, she looks like every other black chick on all those reality shows.
Yeah, but see, my thing is, she has an opportunity. You have a platform and an opportunity to be on TV in front of millions of people. And the crazy thing about Johnny Blaze, she's actually talented. She can actually play the piano and she can sing. So why wouldn't you take this great opportunity to seize that moment and show people the drama? I know that catches people off. But trust me, they'll remember you playing that piano and singing your ass off more than you socking some unknown chick. Like, I just think it's stupid. It's embarrassing.
She was on actually, and now if you don't know, she's now this chick. What's this chick's name in there? Moniece Slaughter.
The crazy girl.
She, she's on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
These names are getting out of control now. All right? These names are getting way out of fucking hand. Moniece Slaughter? What the fuck?
Moniece Slaughter.
What?
She's Little Fizz's. I think that's Little Fizz's baby mother.
Jesus Christmas.
It looks as though, like, Rich Dollars now have now made his transfer to Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. So he's going to be going from Love & Hip Hop New York. Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, because he's now supposed to be dating Moniece Slaughter.
God. What do they see in him?
I don't know. Richie be pulling them too. They be all over Richie.
I don't see it. I don't get it. Anyway, go ahead. I don't see it. He is corny.
But But I do understand what you mean, because I was really shocked. I didn't know that Johnny could play the piano. I knew she's a pretty good rapper,
yes.
And I did know that she could sing.
Yeah, because her name was distracting you, that's why.
Right, that ass was distracting me. And back in the day, she danced back in the day. So she does a lot of different things. I mean, so I could definitely feel you on the, you know. But
nobody does her serious because she's doing all this other stuff. So guess what? That shit ain't going. K. Michelle was probably, even K. Michelle is having it hard because she wants to be at a certain stardom. But people still talking about when you showed your ass on, you know, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Right. Or when you're twerking, you know, when you're twerking to Nicki Minaj's boyfriend's song.
Oh, God. Whatever.
So,
crazy bitch.
One of the topics that we're going to talk about tonight is you are not a model.
Oh,
and
God.
This is going out to the people who have now taken over. As I said before, the urban models took over for the video vixens, and now the Instagram model or the Twitter model, I like to call them twaddles, the Twitter models and the Instagram models have now taken over for for the urban model. And I just they're twaddles. That's what they are. They're models on Twitter. And Dad can vouch for me.
Okay?
It's like Twitter porn
like
stars.
Twaddles.
Twaddles.
Like a baby diaper. Oh my God, these bitches are miling for free. They're miling for free.
Right. I can't. I'm looking on here. This is what kills me. You got these girls on here on these Instagrams. And, you know, they taken some selfies. They take a couple of selfies. And
yes.
Then at the bottom of their Instagram, got the nerve to say, for booking. What? Is this what it's come to now?
Listen, you'll be surprised what people on Instagram are looking for. For the same females who talking about, oh, for booking info, these half-ass niggas who everybody think is coming up rapping and shit for my link in the bio and my mixtape and blah, 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 they booking these bitches to be in their ratchet-ass videos. That's what they doing.
Oh, God.
And
now
these girls, and this is what I understand.
They gotta pay. They get a discount with these bitches because now they don't got to put up the extra bread to get a real good bitch to get in a video.
Right.
Now I can
right.
get a bitch with the booking
right.
info in the top of her
right.
shit.
Right. We can get LaQuisha for $20. She do
what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
She's her own Instagram is now the new, Instagram's like a new booking agent.
Oh, yeah. God.
What was that?
They could get a cut for that, right? Like the owner.
I hope they get a cut for that. That's a lot of holes
get a
on
cut
that.
For that.
A lot
you
of holes
to find this.
Let me tell you something.
A lot
you know
of
who
girls
better
on their holes too. Can we talk about that? It's a lot of girls on there hoeing. You guys know who you are. You're out there hoeing and you're being hoes on Instagram and you're selling pussy. I would see girls selling pussy on Instagram.
The twiddle hoes.
I posted this meme on Instagram the other day because it was fucking funny as shit, talking about bitches be having booking info in their bios but ain't never been booked for shit except shoplifting and prostitution.
Wow. Pretty much. Dea's gotten mad about this in the past. There's Twitter porn stars now. There's Twitter prostitutes on Twitter. There's porn stars, the Twitter porn stars, you know. So it's like now everything is what modeling is now a joke, you know. They're trying to make porn stars a joke, you know what I mean?
Yep.
They even make a prostitution a joke. I never thought that I would see where prostitution prostitute is getting watered down.
A real hoe got out on the corner. She stood her ass out there in the cold, and she made that money. Okay.
Right. That's what I said. They even making a prostitute look bad. They're trying to do it the easy way. Get your ass out there in the corner in that snow, just like that other bitch did.
Oh, God.
And get smacked up by your pimp, get a bloody nose, and everything else, and thrown out the car at 60 miles per hour. You want to impress me? Do that.
Yep.
So.
I don't know about that.
You know who better be getting a cut of this? You know who's famous for making these Instagram and these Twitters? Drake. Drake better be getting a cut from these bitches. Because Drake, and this is what I don't understand. Drake got pretty much one foot in the, because he's half white, and all the white people love Drake. Drake got one foot in Hollywood and one foot in hip-hop. Why wouldn't someone like Drake try to wife up? Drake is always wifing. He's now been seen with this girl. I know this chick. If Drake is wifing up bitches that I can fuck, there's a problem. Drake is his wife up this chick from Starlet.
What's her name?
She works in Starlet. Her name is Bernice Burgos.
Right. She just looks like a bitch down the street. Somebody that you can just... I mean,
actually, she is. Starlet is down the street from my house.
Oh, my God.
She is a bitch from down the street in there.
Oh,
wow. So, but, I mean, Drake mentioned... That's how Malia Michelle popped off. Drake mentioned her in the record. That's how, actually, Drake was actually the first one to mention China, who's got the baby by Tyga. That's what made Tyga check for China, when Drake mentioned China on his record. And Drake, every girl Drake mentions on a record, you go to these bitches' Instagram, and they got booking on the bottom of because they was in, they got their name mentioned in a Drake record.
They didn't get paid for it?
I would not say they got paid for it, but what I'm saying to you is this. He's opening up the doors because people are going to actually look for these bitches. Like, he mentioned a chick on his last album, the last, something about the girl he should have wifed up was, she worked at Hooters on Peachtree. They went looking for this bitch. All America went, and she had 900 followers at the time that he met that record put out. By the end of the day, that bitch had 10,000 followers. And because people go and searched her out, Hooters on Peachtree in Atlanta.
With some extra followers. What are they doing?
Right. That's my point. My point is she has booking now on the bottom of her thing. So now some idiot, trust me, some idiot will book her for $500 or $300, you know, more than what she was making at Hooters. You know, she'll come out to the club with some bullshit promoter. You know what I mean? That's once that called some bullshit mogul, a fake mogul ass nigga like Nikki said, and book them for $500 for the night or for what have you. My point is, you know, how did this get to this? How did it get to this? Why is it y'all are ladies, Stephanie, why are these dudes with money that are in a crazy different tax bracket? Why are they wifing up bitches that Heaven Hollywood can fuck? That's there's something wrong with that.
Mm-mm-mm.
Anybody want to know why are dudes wifing up, you know, waitresses and bartenders?
Think about it.
You get a chick like that.
It's actually cheaper than getting a well-known industry, you know, a well-known industry bitch. A chick like that, you buy a couple of red bottoms, buy a couple of bags, bitch is happy.
Right.
You get an industry chick, she's like, where's my Bentley? Where's my house?
That's it? Right, exactly.
Basic bitches have no expectations outside of what they see in music.
but they're like putting babies in them and like giving them wifey status. I can understand if you're smashing, what have you. You smash, you knock a couple off, and you keeping it moving. But they're like giving wifey status, like Tyga. If you put a baby in somebody, at some point, you know what I mean, and you're going and continuing a relationship, you pretty much wifed them up. Amber got wifed up by Kanye West and by Wiz Khalifa. That's my point. I understand, you know, those chicks, you can buy, like you said, you can buy them whatever. You can just smash them when you're in town and buy them a bag or what have you. They'll be satisfied with that. These dudes are like, Chris Brown, if this baby situation, who is this chick? I'm saying, you got single women out there, A-list single bitches, A-list single bitches.
I think some guys, for some reason, with status, like girls who have less, because girls like Rihanna, Beyonce, or, you know, any woman that has something, it's kind of intimidating, and they don't want to keep up with that. So.
Mm. Good point.
So it's
good
easier,
like you said,
too,
now I don't have to go above and beyond for your birthday
right,
or Christmas.
Right.
I can get you a regular Michael Kors bag, and you'll call it a fucking bag.
Right.
You'll
be okay. Be okay with that.
You're right.
Hers. And I also want to get into another thing that's been bugging me, that especially when I see Rihanna's Instagram and Rihanna's Twitter, and she always got this chick with her, this chick Melissa Ford. Okay, first of all, you stole someone else's name. There's already a bitch in the industry named Melissa Ford. And
Is it?
Yes. Melissa Ford from Canada, you know, the former video vixen, and she tried a reality show and it didn't work.
The shoe reality show that's boring, that nobody watched?
Right,
oh,
that
okay.
reality show.
Okay.
So there's another Melissa Ford that hangs with Rihanna. Now,
mm-hmm.
this is what kills me. When you're out with the paparazzi, what are y'all hiding your faces for? Bitch, they're not trying to take a picture of you. That just drives me nuts.
In her defense, maybe she's just trying to block the flash from giving her them little dots in her eyes.
Hell no.
She ain't. Them bitches is like, oh, no picture. Oh, leave us alone. No. We'll leave you alone, bitch. Gladly. We'll gladly leave you alone. Let me talk to this bitch. We want to talk to Rihanna. Here it is. Karrueche is not even that known. Here's Karrueche's sidekicks trying to cover her face. Bitch, who are you? No one cares about you. And it's always the sidekicks that are the ones telling the paparazzi off. Like somebody gives a fuck who you are. And they're getting mad Instagram followers and mad Twitter followers behind this because they're always hanging out with that so-called Rihanna's bestie or what have you. And mad people, you know, be commenting on her pictures, and she gets mad Instagram followers, and then she feels the right because she has these followers, and that she's in almost every picture with Rihanna. She feels as though she's got a right to speak when the paparazzi, when the microphones come around. Bitch, we don't care if you drop dead tonight.
Oh,
we
do
not care.
Oh damn, that's worse than my slow thing I just said. You said that she dropped dead tonight.
We would not care if Melissa Ford dropped dead tonight.
Why are you trying to kill the bitch off? You ain't got to kill her off.
Because they need to be killed off. All these sidekicks. Side chicks with sidekicks. All these sidekicks need to be done off. Check them out next time. They're always the ones who are covering their face when the paparazzi come around. Oh, we know you. Or if the paparazzi ask them a question, they'll answer for them because, you know, the star don't want to talk. Bitch, bye.
Bye, bitch. Do we have an update about Bobby Christina?
The last thing I heard is, of course, if I was Bobby Christina, if I'm seeing the way that these clowns are acting, I would need, you know what, I'm going to stay with my mama. I don't even want to come back.
Yes.
I don't even want to come back. That's probably why she ain't really making no attempt to come back. Because she sees all this nonsense that's going around. There's rumors that the Brown family, which they denied, but there was rumors that some of the other Brown family, once again, these sidekicks, you know, Bobby Brown's kids and, like, nobody care about Bobby Brown's kids. You know, and the cousins of Bobby Brown's kids was filming a reality show during the time that Bobby Christina was in the hospital. Now, of course, Bobby Brown has came out and denied that. But is every week is something. And we have heard nothing about Bobby Christina. The only thing we've heard about is these idiots.
It might not
the
be
little
nothing
demon
to
tell. Is crying. You know what I mean? So, yeah, all we've heard about is these idiots, Bobby Brown's cousins and his kids, what have you. And, you know, I know this Nick Gordon was on Dr. Phil.
Oh,
I didn't,
hell no.
I didn't look at his ass because I don't want nothing to do with him. But,
Did he do it?
Of course he said no, he had nothing to do with it. And then he tried to bring up some story of now all of a sudden he was one of the people who gave Whitney CPR and what's it called? See, I'm about to say CPS, CPR, and
it's funny how you said CPS when your baby started crying. God damn.
She was like, "Oh no, not that." I'm like, Nick Gordon, stop lying. Your ass ain't, this been 3 years. Nobody ever mentioned you being on the scene. Now all of a sudden you was there, and you was one of the ones who gave Whitney CPR, and he's, for the rest of his life, he's not going to be able to get over because he was unable to revive her. I have never heard a story about this clown being on the premises.
Me either.
When Whitney passed away. Now they're trying to take credit for not reviving the woman. So as of right now, we're just going to keep praying for Bobby Chrissy because these people that are around her are nuts. You know what I mean? Pat is a nut. I don't trust Pat. Pat been lying since the beginning. I think Pat knows what happened to Whitney, and she ain't saying nothing. I don't trust Pat. I don't trust Nick Gordon. You know what I mean? Bobby is trying to get whatever fame out of this he can get. That's why he did the little B and Bobby Brown interview at the end of the Whitney movie that had absolutely nothing to do with the movie. And Bobby could have kept that information that he gave, after that biopic. He could have kept that information. So right now, Bobby Chrissy is just, I guess, from what I hear, she's still in a coma.
Yeah.
She's still in a coma.
Bless her heart.
So hopefully,
that's just a fucking waste, because that's a lot of fucking money. That's just going to be, I don't even know. Where's the money going? That's what I want now.
Who's paying for it? You know Bobby Brown ass ain't paying for it.
No, but I'm talking about, Bobby Christina basically was her mother's benefactor for everything.
Yeah, right.
So this, she's probably like one of the wealthiest celebrity kids out there. So you think about it, this bitch dies, and I say bitch in a somewhat sensitive manner, dies or, is somewhat of a vegetable for the rest of her life, and it's like, that's a lot of fucking money just to be thrown up in the air and really don't nobody get it. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I saw that. Like I did, I had the will. I did
but
see a copy of the
to
last
pay for
will.
Her hospital bills and things like that, keep her on life support. They probably use it for that.
I wonder who would get the money after Bobby Christina. I believe after that she had it like spread out with Sissy and – no, I think Sissy was the next in line, but Sissy's what, 104?
She's like
right.
892.
So after Sissy, then I believe it was, you spread out with Pat and this one, Susie, the dog catcher, everybody else that they spread out the money.
They said Pat will be next because Sissy was too old. She was older, so they made it go to Pat. It would go to her. Which is
Pat
still
fast,
kind of
Pat
weird
fast,
for
Bobby
me.
Fast. Come on, die.
I
don't care what nobody say.
I don't
trust
like
Pat
that.
Houston.
I don't trust her.
I don't trust Pat Houston from the beginning. She was the one saying, when they were talking about she was dying, I was just walking. I wasn't even running. I was just like in a trance. And, bitch, that's probably because you put on, you held her head under.
God.
Oh my God! Anything? Shout out to Jocelyn James, porn star Jocelyn James, Dollhouse Family. She went off on people on Twitter, and Dan, you can probably speak on this. Someone came on Instagram and said that, porn stars are responsible for the AIDS, for the HIV that's going around today. The porn stars giving everybody AIDS. And Dan, would you like to take us out and speak on that? Because I know you get riled up when people say stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sick of people. Like, people are so stupid. Number one, let's put it like this. Most porn stars are cleaner than ever.
Right.
Because they get tested every single month. Well, matter of fact, every 3 weeks, okay? And
right.
That person who made that comment probably has never had a fucking AIDS test in his life. So sit your ass down somewhere, whoever you are, dumbass.
I'm glad Jocelyn went off on him. You know, people, you got to remember something. AIDS, you know, when you're working in the porn industry, you getting AIDS tests way more random, I mean, way more often than a regular motherfucker.
Right, it's not just HIV, it's syphilis, it's every test. We have to go through a lot of tests. We got to go chlamydia, gonorrhea, all those tests. How many people test like that every 3 weeks? Not a lot of people. Some people don't even do it twice a year.
Right.
Come on. Like, really?
Sheesh, that hour went fast. Well, guess what, folks? We're out of time. Next week we're going to have our friend Jessica Canseco. She's going to call up.
I bet his ass is a bad.
Oh, I love that.
She's going to call up and give us a piece of her mind and what she really thinks about VH1. Thank God now we can hear the truth. And and after they canceled Hollywood Exes and how they, you know, how they wanted her, tried to make her, because there was no drama in that show, they tried to make her, you know, the villain or what have you, and paint her as a racist, and she's going to, you know, really speak on that. She couldn't before because she was under contract.
Listen, not for nothing, love her to bits and pieces, smithereens, but, you know, she's got one of those vocal mouths about her that she just says things without thinking, and she's like, but why? So,
I love
it. She's
going to say some things next week. And also, we're going to crank call somebody next week. We'll figure it out during the week. We're going to do a crank call to a person next week, and we'll figure it out. It may be I've been trying to crank call Kendall Jenner for like a month, but I'm getting voicemail. So, we'll try that. If not, we'll try a porn star. We'll try somebody. We'll try to get some
voicemail.
It's her number. You know me. I get the numbers now.
No, I
get now. Whether they answer it, that's another story.
I said she forwarding your calls.
it's ringing. That's when you know when they're avoiding it. When it's ringing. When it goes straight to voicemail, you're like, oh, she's just busy. When
no,
it's ringing and going to voicemail, they're avoiding.
Your call has been forwarded by request.
Well, we're gonna try it again, and hopefully we get lucky. And if not, there's a whole bunch of other people. Also, we're gonna put out on Twitter if somebody wants us to crank call one of their friends or what have you, or
yeah,
my
we'll
daughter,
crank
who's
call your uncle or somebody.
Give us some of that booking info. Let's call one of them bitches.
Yeah,
that'd be good. We're gonna call them and do a fake book next week. So we'll gather some information. Maybe we'll call the girl from Hooters on PC and tell her she's been booked.
No, we're not calling no restaurants. Every time we call a restaurant, we get in trouble. No. Mm-hmm. No.
We're not going to call a restaurant. But anyway, everybody, thanks for joining in this week. Dollhouse Radio, Hot Sugar. Anybody got any parting shots? Because we are out of time.
We are out of time. We're already off the air. What are you talking about? Oh, God. Bye,
you
everybody.
Can only hear this in the archives, people. So next week, 11 p.m., Jessica Canseco. This is Dollhouse.